One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, we couldn't make a tiny single profit this month. Again? Business is so slow these days. Oh no, it's already past 5? Gotta go pick up Lucy. I rushed over to Elena's house. She's my best friend. She often helps take care of my daughter Lucy so I can work extra hours. No matter how tough things were going for me, at least I still have Lucy. Even on the worst days, one look at her angelic smile, and I realize things aren't so bad after all.
Why the long face? Has this month been as hard as last month?
I nodded, sadly, and entered the house. It's been even worse. I just want to earn enough money to provide a nice life for Lucy, but I'm barely breaking even. I looked over at Lucy, who was playing with her dollies on the living room floor. I plopped down on the sofa while Elena brought me a cup of tea.
Things will get better. I just know it. How about I read your tarot cards to see if things will improve for you?
Yeah, right. Let's just assume those fortune-telling things are right. I'm not into the spiritual stuff, but Elena swears by it. I suppose it can't hurt to hear what she has to say, right? She made me shuffle the cards, then laid some out on the coffee table in front of me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hey, Nora, seems like your life's going to change sooner than you think. Destiny is telling me that it'll be tomorrow after work at the bakery close to your shop. It looks like you'll meet a man. A rich one. I stared down at the cards. How on earth was she getting all this information from them? Yeah, whatever. Thanks for looking after Lucy, but I better take her home and make her dinner. Who would believe those fortune-telling tricks? But come to think of it, I'm also desperate. With all the lockdowns and Brexit, my little candle shop in the south of England wasn't going so well of late. No amount of two-for-one offers or sales events were helping. Ugh. I'm down to single digits on the money my parents lent me to open up the shop. Then there's Lucy to think of. In her 3 years of life, she has already been through so much, including her father abandoning us both. I want to provide an amazing life for her, not cause us both to end up homeless.
Ugh.
I may as well do as Elena said. I mean, it's not like I had anything to lose. So the next day, I closed up the shop early, then with Lucy in tow, walked toward the bakery. There didn't seem to be anyone about. Looks like Elena was oh so wrong.
Oh, miss, I'm so sorry.
I brushed bits of pastry off me and glared at this man. Okay, so it looked like he's only a few years older than me, but why is he wearing such old-fashioned clothes? And what's with his awful hairstyle? This has to be the man Elena was talking about, right? But he's so not my type. But I suppose if dating him changes everything, then...
Oh, cute kid.
He pointed at Lucy, who was cuddling her favorite doll. Yeah, this is my daughter Lucy. Sometimes I swear she loves that doll more than me. She won't let it out of her sight. He chuckled, then nervously scratched his head and said,
You're a good mother, I can tell. Are you going this way?
He pointed up the street. I nodded, then started walking alongside him. Okay, so he's called Dylan. He's an engineer and he's just moved here for work. We exchanged numbers and you know what? We've been texting quite a lot. Soon we started hanging out, and he's not so bad, albeit a little on the boring side. Lucy seems to adore him, though. He pulls silly faces to make her laugh and buys her sweets. He even took us both to the zoo. OMG, it was so good. And Lucy loved seeing the penguins. So when he told me he liked me and asked me out on a date, I said yes. Okay, so he's not my usual type, but he's rich, caring, and good with Lucy. Besides, it's all too much to be a coincidence, right? Elena's tarot reading must have come true, and he's the guy who's going to change my luck. Hey,
All the romantic dates out to the restaurants and places were kind of fun. And even better, business was improving. This was great and all, but dating Dylan was getting kind of tiring. I like the guy. He's sweet and kind, but I don't have feelings for him.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One time after a delicious meal, he walked me home. Then, on my doorstep, he gushed out about how much he liked me, then leaned in for a kiss. Panicked, I darted out of the way, causing him to trip over and almost fall into a bush. Another time, he took my hand when we were walking through the park. I then just stood there while he gave me this soppy look and said, "Nora, I really like you, and I know you like me too because you're not letting go of my hand." It made me feel so awkward, so I just pretended I had something in my eye, then changed the subject. Good luck charm or not, I couldn't carry on like this anymore. So when Dylan surprised me at my shop with a bouquet of flowers, which caused a bunch of wasps to swarm around me, I screamed at him, "Please? I'm trying to work. Will you just leave me alone?" Dylan looked hurt, then he left. I felt really bad about it, but I just felt so suffocated by him. After that, Dylan and I stopped seeing each other, but as expected, my business started to go downhill again. Ugh, why? Why does it have to be him that makes everything work? But if it's really only Dylan who can help me make money, then maybe, well, then I'd continue dating him until the end of this winter. I mean, I did need money to provide for Lucy. As a peace offering, I decided to buy Dylan his favorite pastry from the bakery and surprise him with it. But as I was walking out of the bakery, I walked straight into someone. Dylan? Turns out he was also planning on surprising me, and he was just getting a pastry for Dutch Courage. I invited him into my shop, and he handed me this gross gemstone bracelet. But I forced a smile, told him it was beautiful, and hugged him. Looks like we're back on. That night, I went home and placed the bracelet on the side. But then Lucy got a hold of it, and I noticed one of the gemstones on it was missing. So terrified she'd swallowed it, I spent all evening in A&E. Ugh, turns out it was a false alarm. Ugh, nice gift, Dylan. For the sake of my business, I may have had to date Dylan, but that didn't mean I couldn't see other guys too. So I joined this dating app and started talking to this cute guy called Austin. We gelled so well. So when he asked me out, I said yes. It was a harmless meetup. This wasn't cheating, right? Austin showed up and, well, I didn't want to compare, but Dylan was like a desert, while Austin was definitely the green oasis. But right when Austin and I stepped out of the cafe, we ran into Dylan on the sidewalk with another girl. So turns out we both wanted to find someone new? If so, maybe there was no need to wait until winter. So Dylan insisted on coming round, and naturally he wanted to know who Austin was. I mentioned how we were both seeing other people, so it was fine. But turns out the girl I saw with him was just a friend. It was time I was honest with him. So I told him how he was a good luck charm for my business, and that's why I continued to date him. He clutched his chest and gave me this heartbroken look. Then he just nodded and left. I felt really bad about it, but at least it was over now, right? I went back to raising Lucy the best I could, trying to salvage my failing business and dating Austin, But in the end, it didn't work out with him.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The weird thing is, I found myself thinking about Dylan all the time. Just the cheesy things he said and his quirky ways. I couldn't help but think that if he was here now, life would be so much better. OMG, the realization hit me. I actually have feelings for Dylan. I tried texting and calling him, but he didn't answer. I suppose I couldn't blame him. So I went round to Elena's and confided in her. That's when she took my hands in hers and told me the shocking truth. Dylan is actually my cousin. He really has just moved to this town, and he is an engineer. But I made the fortune thing up. Actually, Dylan once saw you come over to pick up Lucy and liked you. So I decided to do some matchmaking.
What? So all this time, it had all been a lie? My business didn't improve because of Dylan. It had just been a fluke? I was kind of mad with Elena, but I asked her for a favor.
I'm so nervous. I got Elena to set this meeting up with Dylan. He thinks he's meeting her, not me. Oh, there he is.
Oh, it's you.
Dylan, I know I was horrible to you, and I'm sorry. Elena told me everything, and I don't care if my business could be better or worse. Even though we both tricked each other, I know that I like you, and I just want you by my side. He gave me this questioning look. Then, seeing that I was being serious, he hugged me.
So what now?
Well, Dylan and I are back together. He's so great with Lucy, and guess what? My business is magically doing amazing again. Turns out it has nothing to do with magic or good luck charms or anything to do with Dylan, who not only recommended my little candle shop to all of his friends and clients, but also started up an awesome online marketing campaign for me. Sometimes happiness is right under our noses, but we still try to find it somewhere else. So my advice to you is to learn how to be happy with the things you already have, as, trust me, it's only when you lose them that you realize how amazing they were.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
First place.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.